and aligns itself with the statement delivered by the Distinguished Delegate of Indonesia on behalf of the Non-Aligned Movement. Mr. Chair, as we all know, nuclear technology has its genesis in warfare and the horrific destructive capability that it can bring about. Despite the various potentials and benefits from the peaceful application of nuclear technology, the stigma of fear and destruction continues to accompany nuclear technology to this day. Nuclear nonproliferation is thus the key for generating confidence and trust in the usage of nuclear energy and technology, coupled with disarmament, as well as the implementation of the three S's, nuclear security, nuclear safety, and nuclear safeguards. Robust non-proliferation measures can help ensure that nuclear energy and technology are exclusively for peaceful purposes and for the promotion of sustainable development. In recent years, Thailand has put forth much efforts to meet our non-proliferation obligations under the NPT and build further upon them. Our Nuclear Energy for Peace Act, which entered into force in February 2017, serves as an important legal foundation for the country to make progress and fulfill our international commitments. The entry into force of the additional protocol to the Comprehensive Safeguards Agreement in November 2017 is one of important milestone. We are also getting closer to be party to the Convention on the Physical Protection of Nuclear Material, with the Cabinet having already approved of our accession. And just less than 2 weeks, the Cabinet also approved our accession to the Convention on Nuclear Safety and the Joint Convention on the Safety of Spent Fuel Management and on the Safety of Radioactive Waste Management. Mr. Chair, export control and counter-terrorism-related instruments also complement these nuclear non-proliferation agreements. The UN Security Council Resolution 1540, the Nuclear Security Contact Group, the Global Initiative to Combat Nuclear Terrorism, and the Proliferation Security Initiative all help to reinforce the NPT. We'll fill non-proliferation gaps and prevent WMDs from falling into wrong hands. To correspond with these instruments, Thailand enacted our Counter-Terrorism and Proliferation of Weapons of Mass Destruction Financing Act in 2016 and is currently working towards the entry into force of our Trade Control on WMD-related Items Act in 2019. We recognize that all of these multilateral frameworks strengthen the global non-proliferation architecture with the NPT as the centerpiece, and as a result, we must put our best efforts to adhere to them. Mr. Chair, strengthening non-proliferation also entails meeting the commitments we made in the past. Thailand supports efforts toward the establishment of Middle East zone free of nuclear weapons and other WMDs, as mandated by a resolution at the 1995 Review and Extension Conference and consequent outcomes at the 2010 Review Conference. We also encourage further constructive engagement with nuclear weapon states, working towards the ratification of protocol to the Bangkok Treaty, as well as those to other nuclear weapon-free zone treaties, to foster their full and effective implementation. On the DPRK, Thailand closely monitors the situation on the Korean Peninsula and welcomes the recent positive development on this matter. Thailand fully supports dialogue and diplomatic means in resolving disarmament and non-proliferation challenges. We also subscribe to the ASEAN Foreign Minister's statement on the situation in Korean Peninsula on 28 April 2018. The JCPOA is one example of commitment under the non-proliferation obligations, which could be achieved through political and diplomatic efforts. The implementation of the JCPOA provides assurance to the global community and contributes to strengthening of non-proliferation architecture. Thailand fully supports the JCPOA and the work of the IAEA in this regard and urges all parties concerned to continue its implementation in good faith. Thailand also believes that disarmament and non-proliferation are mutually reinforcing. Progress on disarmament can bear significance on non-proliferation efforts. We therefore believe that Treaty on Prohibition on Nuclear Weapons will contribute to both disarmament and non-proliferation in paving ways towards the world free of nuclear weapons. Mr. Chair, in conclusion, Thailand once again reiterates our non-proliferation commitment and will continue to engage constructively with all parties to build further upon our NPT obligations. We hope that spirit is shared by other state parties and stakeholders for the sake of a successful NPT and for international peace and security. I thank you, Mr. Chair.
I thank the distinguished